I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. About once a month or so, we probably cover the Catholic Church, because they do a lot of things that are newsworthy and should be followed when you're dealing with the issues of sexuality, sexual rights, and sexual abuse. This may be the first time that we've covered the Church twice in a single month. But here we are. They've been up to a whole mess of naughtiness, and we'll bring you up to date on it. And that includes one of the worst stories of the year, maybe one of the worst stories of the decade, something that it seems like the Pope might have been directly involved with. This is a terrible, terrible story. And we'll get to that, but first a few others. All of the lawsuits for the priestly abuse have taken a toll on the Catholic Church. Now they're being accused of charity fraud, or at least the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. They have what they call the Peter's Pence Charity. It's supposed to help people affected by war, oppression, natural disaster, or disease. Only about 10% of the funds actually go to do any of that. Because of the pedophilia scandal, not only are they having to pay huge payouts, but people are reducing their donations to the church. This has created a problem for the Holy See, which is apparently why two-thirds of the money in this Peter's Pence Fund has been redirected to cover the budget deficit at the Holy See, which is apparently spending money in very bizarre ways. They put $1 million into the film Rocket Man about Elton John, which seems weird. But then they put $3.6 million in Men in Black International, which is a terrible investment. $200 million was invested in luxury apartments in London, and millions of dollars went to the Malta-based Centurion Global Fund. The man suing is looking for other people who donated to Peter Spence to join him in a class-action lawsuit to make sure that the money is appropriately distributed. So, what does the Pope have to say about that? We'll have to wait and see. Part of the reason that the church is bleeding money is because they are still molesting children, and they're still covering up for the priests who molest children. And some of the priests are just pretty much openly callous about it. There's Reverend Richard Bucci of Sacred Heart Church in Rhode Island, who wants to deny lawmakers who support abortion communion in the church. Then it was pointed out to him that his very own church was accused of having some sexual abuse issues. His response, I'm quoting, "We're not talking about any other moral issue where some may make it a comparison between pedophilia and abortion. Pedophilia doesn't kill anyone, and this does." Well, the victims of pedophilia have a tendency to kill themselves. How about that? And in your belief system, that sends them to hell for eternity. And they got to hell because a priest abused them. Wow. How does this priest sleep at night? And I guess when the child dies spiritually because of the priestly rape, that's not such a big deal either. The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, better known as SNAP, condemned what the priest did and demanded that he apologize to parishioners and the public. Of course, he didn't do that. The latest diocese to declare bankruptcy after sex abuse lawsuits is Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Six of their eight dioceses had problems with sexual abuse, all contained in 884 pages of damning information implicating hundreds of priests. Seriously, they've had 30 years where this is known to be a huge problem, and they still are unable to clean things up. It's astonishing. And part of the problem is that the current pope, who so many of us had hopes for, is completely either oblivious on this issue or doesn't care. It is really hard to understand. He talks sometimes that makes it sound that he might be perhaps a little concerned in a Susan Collins sort of way, but his actions are just the opposite. But it is clear he doesn't get it. He just recently quashed the idea of married priests in the Amazon, where they just don't have single men who want to live a life of celibacy. And that's the problem. The priest pool they have to choose from is primarily broken men. Men who are sexually broken in some way or the other. Some of them take a vow of celibacy to try to prevent them from doing the things they know they shouldn't be doing. But that vow of celibacy doesn't hold, and they wind up doing those horrible things, but with the added power of being a priest. And I'm beginning to think, until they get rid of celibacy and still they start ordaining women, this Catholic Church is never going to get better, and it's going to continue to abuse children. Now, here's the big story. The Legion of Christ was founded in 1941 by Marcial Maciel. He had to step down in 2005 because of all the child raping that was going on there. And yes, Maciel was involved directly, not just in the cover-ups, but in the actual child rape itself. He was an active participant. Now, the Legion of Christ has religious communities in 21 countries. And what they essentially do is they're a group made up of priests and seminarians studying for the priesthood. So when they had a problem with one of the priests and children, they just move him to another country. And this all, because it wasn't really moving them from church to church, this all kind of happened under the radar. Nobody really knew what was going on. So as all the scandals about the Legion of Christ started to come out, they realized, the church realized that they had to do something to clean this up. And it's a big mess. And we're talking about now they're just starting to try to clean things up. Legion of Christ has admitted that there were at least 175 cases of child sexual abuse by 33 priests. And Maciel raped 30 minors all on his own. And other church officials have admitted that this self-report is incomplete. It also came out that the former Secretariat of State, Angelo Sodano, led the efforts to cover up the reports of abuse. And yes, it appears that the supposed cleanup by the Vatican is actually a cover-up. Here's where we are now. The four Legion priests and a Legion lawyer are going to stand trial on charges. They tried to obstruct justice. And here's the worst part of it. They tried to extort the family of a sex abuse victim. They will go on trial in Milan, Italy. This case has been going on for 5 years. In 2014, police raided the Legion's Rome headquarters, and what they found was that there was this elaborate cover-up that went all the way to the Vatican. I don't know what will come out in the trial, but we need to know if the Pope ordered what I'm about to tell you to happen, because it's pretty awful. In 2013, the Legion offered Yolanda Martinez compensation for the sexual abuse of her son, because he had been raped by a Legion priest. And yes, he certainly merited compensation, but doing the right thing was nowhere in the minds of the Legion of Christ. In fact, what they were about to do was decidedly un-Christ-like. They offered Martinez the equivalent in American money of about $16,000, but there was a quid pro quo. In order to get that money, he would have to violate his religious faith. In specific, he would have to violate the tenet that thou shalt not lie, because they told him he's going to need to lie. He told prosecutors that he had been repeatedly assaulted in 2008 when he was 12. In order to get the money, he had to say publicly that never happened. But it did happen, and he didn't want to lie. He's 23 now and has been quite through the ringer thanks to the Legion of Christ. The priest has since gone to prison, as Vladimir Resendiz Gutierrez, who refused to admit that he abused that boy, but he did admit that he did abuse children. The Pope's former envoy, who was running the Legion at the time, the late Cardinal Velasio de Paolis, he did some pretty bad stuff. He didn't report that Resendiz had abused another child, even though he admitted it to them. And he didn't report the alleged obstruction attempt when he learned about it in 2013, and we don't know what he told the Pope. Cardinal de Paolis was a real sleazebag, despite being one of the Church's most respected religious lawyers. When Martinez called him and said, hey, this is a terrible offer they're making, he said, it's just the way they do it here. Go back, try to find a better agreement, but don't bring a lawyer in this time. He says, even Scripture says that among Christians we should find agreement, which of course gives the advantage to the Church. Just a few hours after that phone call, which was really sleazy, just a few hours after that, he certified to the Pope that his job to reform and purify the religious order was done. He said the Legion had been cured and cleaned. He did nothing of the sort. In fact, Maciel's old guard remains in power today, and he refused to investigate the cover-up. that's now up to the police in Italy.